I have a nearly infinite capacity for self-justification. And I think if anyone who's listening to me will be halfway honest, we understand that we all have this capacity to justify ourselves. Even when we know what is right, we look for the wiggle room around it, don't we? To justify our own selves. That happened one time when a man came to Jesus, said he was a lawyer. That meant that he was an expert in the Jewish religious law of the day. And Jesus, being a rabbi, the lawyer thought he would come and test Jesus because they were a little upset at him because he wasn't following a lot of what they said. And so let's read about it in Luke, the 10th chapter, in the 25th verse. And look, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Jesus, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said unto him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answering said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said unto him, "You have answered rightly. Do this, and you shall live." But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more than this, when I come back, I will repay you.' Which now of these, think you, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." Then said Jesus unto him, "Go, and do you likewise." You see, the lawyer wanted to justify himself, and I think he was probably thinking about maybe the way he treated his spouse, or his parents, or other members of his family, his children, his nearby, his neighbor, the people that he did business with, the stranger that happened to be traveling through. He didn't want to think about how he treated maybe a Samaritan, whom he did not seem to think was worth much. But Jesus takes our wiggle room away, doesn't he? We can't wiggle around the commands of God. And he told a story about a man who showed mercy on another man who was in trouble, even though they were enemies. And the people that were supposedly his countrymen passed by on the other side. Who was a true neighbor, a brother to the man who was hurt? It was the man who supposedly was his enemy, the despised Samaritan. But I think the point of all this is Jesus' command, you go and do likewise. Just do what you know to be right. Treat people right. Do what is right. Don't try to justify your own behavior, and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your mercy that you showed me when I needed mercy, and how you have saved me. I thank you for all those upon whom you have shown your grace. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help us to live by your command, to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, and to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. I pray you would help us, for I need your Holy Spirit to obey this law. I need your presence within my life to help me. And so I pray, O Lord God, help me this day to treat everyone that I meet today as though I were doing it to myself, and do unto them as I would have done unto me. In Jesus' name, amen.